Thank you for calling XPO Logistics. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
Yes, Sandra, I'm going to apologize up front. This is going on over an hour now. I was put on hold for almost 25 minutes asking for a number to your corporate accounting office. I'm with UPS. I'm on hold on my office phone, also waiting another 12 minutes. And I keep getting told, please hold briefly while I get that information, and no one ever comes back to the phones.
Oh, I do apologize, sir. Unfortunately, we don't have a number at our line for a corporate office, so we wouldn't be able to assist you. I'm not sure why they put you on hold, knowing that we didn't have a number for the corporate office.
And she was getting me a supervisor.
A supervisor doesn't have the number to our corporate office, sir. We don't have those numbers. I do apologize. Can I assist you? Are you a customer? Did you need assistance with your order?
Yes, we're one of XPO's largest customers. I need to speak to somebody. We've been trying for 2 months to reach your accounting office, and every phone number we call, we get disconnected or stuck in a phone system. This morning, I refuse to give up. Like I said, this is going on almost 2 hours now. Somebody should have a phone number somewhere for the corporate accounting office.
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, there is no one here at our number. We're in a call center. We don't have a number to the corporate office.
But what if a customer is looking for the corporate office?
We don't have customers who look for the corporate office.
Okay, is there a manager or somebody I could speak with maybe? They might have
I'm a supervisor, sir, and I can inform you that no one here has a number to our corporate office. Most we can do is send an email to the supervisors to see if they can try to find some information for you. But with someone that's speaking with on the phone, like me, we don't have a number to corporate, and I do apologize for that.
Do you have an email that I can send an email to?
No, sir. I cannot give you out that email address. I can send an email for you.
Yeah, if you could, please, and ask somebody to email me at R-O, G as in George, D as in David, E as in Edward, N as in Nancy, at UPS.com. It's quite urgent.
And that's R-O-G-D-E-N at UPS.com.
Correct.
And can I have your first name, sir?
My name is Bob.
B-O-B. And can I have a good contact number for you, starting with your area code?
We're remote. I'm calling you on my personal cell because I'm still on hold with your customer service on my office phone. So it would be easier to reach me by email.
Oh, okay, so you don't want to leave a contact number. And you just need someone from the corporate office to contact you back, and this is in regards to a UPS account.
Correct.
Yes, sir. I will get an email over for you. And I do apologize for your inconvenience. You can go ahead and disconnect with whoever has you on hold. We do apologize for that.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling XPO Logistics. You have a great day, sir.
Bye-bye.